Hi, everybody. Thank you so much. It's right. It's the good stuff. And we're delighted to be with you right now. Let me talk a little bit about Tri-State Livestock News before we get into the program. You need a fresh copy of Tri-State News every week. It is packed with everything you need in any ranching publication. Tri-State Livestock News. Stay connected and celebrate the ranching life. Visit tsln.com.
And of course, we want to thank the world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale for using the good stuff to get the word out about their annual event going on since 1951. Thank you guys up there in Miles City. And welcoming on board now as we get ready for summer, Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board. They invite you to come visit us right here in Valentine in Cherry County, Nebraska. The Arthur Bowring Sandhills Working Ranch. It's a historical site. You want to check that one out in western Cherry County. Or maybe a tubing trip down the scenic Niobrara River, a Quiet Trails International designation. Find it all at visitvalentine.com. Today, it's advice for the lovelorn.
Oh, very good. I hope it's better than what you did in our previous program.
Well, I'm not going to guarantee anything.
Okay.
I think it is.
All right. I know it will be.
If you ever fall in love with someone who wants to know your favorite color and just how you like your coffee. Fall in love with someone who loves the way that you laugh and would do absolutely anything to hear it. Fall in love with someone who puts their head on your chest just to hear your heartbeat. Fall in love with someone who kisses you in public and is proud to show you off to anyone they know. Fall in love with someone who makes you question why you were afraid to fall in love in the first place. Fall in love with someone who would never ever want to hurt you. Fall in love with someone who falls in love with your flaws and thinks that you are perfect just the way you are. Fall in love with someone who thinks that you are the one that they would love to wake up to each day. Is that better?
Much better. Yeah, okay. You've redeemed yourself from your elephant story on a previous program.
Okay.
All right, you did good. Keep doing what you've been doing and you will keep getting what you've been getting. Jackie B. Cooper, American automotive industrial trainer and pioneer, was quoted as saying that, and I'm sure you've heard versions of it. Alternately, if you always do what you've always done, then you'll always get what you've always got. And of course, that's been used by various speakers, probably most notably Zig Ziglar, both commonly heard phrases. And now I have a piece by Dale Wimbrough. It's called The Guy in the Glass. When you get what you want in your struggle for pelf and the world makes you king for a day, then go to the mirror and look at yourself and see what that guy has to say. For it isn't your father or mother or wife whose judgment upon you must pass. The feller whose verdict counts most in your life is the guy staring back from the glass. He's the feller to please, never mind all the rest, for he's with you clear up to the end. And you've passed your most dangerous, difficult test if the guy in the glass is your friend. You may be like Jack Horner and chisel a plum and think you're a wonderful guy. But the man in the glass says you're only a bum if you can't look him straight in the eye. You can fool the whole world down the pathway of years and get pats on the back as you pass, but your final reward will be heartaches and tears if you've cheated the guy in the glass. Again, Dale Wimbrough.
So I gave you some of these sayings, kind of made up words, I guess. And so I'm going to give you a couple more of those here on the program. It's something to think about over coffee or lunch today. Osmosis.
Pardon?
You're afraid on that one, aren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I'm a little nervous, Michael.
The process by which some people seem to absorb success and advancement by kissing up to the boss rather than working hard. How
okay.
about beepilepsy?
Beepilepsy?
Yeah, this is a little dated, but you'll get it. The brief seizure that people sometimes have when their beeper goes off, especially in vibrator mode, characterized by physical spasms, goofy facial expressions, and interruption of speech in mid-sentence.
You know, that's really funny because now nobody thinks of it when their phone beeps or
right.
vibrates or rings, but back then, that was a big thing.
Have you ever had depophobia?
I don't know.
Fear associated with entering a Home Depot because of how much money one might spend. Electronics geeks refer to that as shackophobia.
I think I have that. Yes, indeed.
Folks, thanks for listening to The Good Stuff.